One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, Shellpoint Television, Channel 13, programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, October 31st. It's entitled, What Kind of Holiday? Paul says in Ephesians 2:8, For by grace you have been saved through faith. Today is October 31st. You know what that means. When you lived in a neighborhood where there might be kids, you had to be prepared. Candy or other treats in abundance, bracing yourselves for the costume parade. It's Halloween. Of course, All Hallows' Eve has morphed over the years. It appears to have begun a season of the church year where the departed saints and martyrs were honored. The Eve is a vigil, and All Hallows' Day, or the All Saints' Day, is the feast day. As time has passed, vigils for the dead has become a rather morbid observance, emphasizing all things horror, with freakish costumes, spooks, and scary tricks. It may bear more resemblance to an old pagan holiday of Samhain, a harvest festival emphasizing the darker side of harvest, the beginning of the deadness of winter. So how do you celebrate October 31st? Well, I celebrate it every time I go to church, every Sunday, all year long. That's because October 31st is the day Martin Luther tacked his 95 theses on the church door at Wittenberg and sent the official remonstrance to Albert of Brandenburg, Archbishop of Mainz. I celebrate October 31st as Reformation Day. We often complain about technology these days, how easy it is for something to go viral. Send an email or post on Facebook or record something on YouTube and bingo, it spreads like an out-of-control infectious disease. Well, what Martin Luther did had the same effect. It went viral. You see, there was this new thing. It was called a printing press. Johannes Gutenberg was the Bill Gates and Steve Jobs of his day, at least in terms of generating a communication explosion. The 95 theses were immediately translated from Latin to German, printed, and within 2 weeks they had spread throughout Europe. That was important because Luther was challenging practices in the Roman Catholic Church that had corrupted worship. The selling of indulgences to fund the construction of St. Peter's Church in Rome, with the supposition that one could release a loved one from purgatory on that basis, was seen to be an unbiblical and perverse injustice on the backs of poor peasants. As soon as the coin in the coffer rings, the soul from purgatory springs, was the pitch from the church's hawker. Why does the Pope build the Basilica of St. Peter with the money of poor believers rather than his own money, was Luther's retort. Well, one thing leads to another, and the Protestant Reformation was born. And with it, the doctrinal convictions central to the gospel were rediscovered, justification by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Paul said, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. So, whether you celebrate Halloween or not, don't forget to celebrate Reformation Day. It is the day when the gospel itself was rediscovered, the good news that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And that's better than all the candy in the world. See you soon. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.